Loretta Ryan on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.
Are you a fan of comics? What about those newspaper cartoonists who manage to depict current events either in a humorous way or a serious way? They really cut through, don't they? Well, Bundaberg cartoonist Stuart McMillan is doing a similar thing with his long-form comics, drawing thought-provoking non-fiction stories which touch on important social issues. And Stuart's latest work is called I Used to Be Racist. And that talks about how he had to educate himself out of racist attitudes that he picked up in the schoolyard. Well, Stuart's now living in Canberra, and he's in our Canberra studio. Hello, Stuart.
G'day, Loretta. How are you going?
Very good. Hey, what got you into cartooning first up?
Well, originally it was a way for me to communicate issues, particularly environmental issues that I was educating myself on. I'd spend 3 or 4 hours reading a book about climate change or something like that. And I thought, well, I've just spent 3 or 4 hours reading that. It's all in my head. How can I actually get an ice cream scoop and scoop out the ideas and put it in someone else's head? So I thought if I do a comic about it, that might give someone a 30-second way to get a snapshot of what the topic of the book was about.
Could you draw though?
No. And in fact, I've recently published something on my website that compares the best thing that I could draw 10 years ago in 2008 with the best thing that I drew this year in 2018. And there's a real, the idea of being a cartoonist came before actually possessing the skills to draw cartoons themselves.
So how did you teach yourself?
Well, I just knew there was something in the idea of using comics to communicate topics to people. So I'd draw something and I'd always find the best panel that looked the best to me. And I thought the next time I draw something, I've got to make the whole thing at least as good as that particular panel. And I'd just do that over and over again. It would gradually ratchet up the quality of the artwork year by year.
Well, you obviously have the talent because, you know, I don't know, I think I can only draw stick men or something. So you must have the talent to start with to be able to copy and know how to get it onto paper.
That's right. But I guess for me, it was always the idea and the words. And those are still the two primary things for me. It's always the message and the impression that I want to leave with my readers that are the most important thing. And I draw the artwork purely as a way of communicating what's in my mind into someone else's mind.
Mm. Did you read other cartoonists, and especially the newspaper ones like I was talking about? Did they inspire you?
I read a lot of things. Originally, it was the humorous ones like Mad Magazine, Calvin and Hobbes, Peanuts, all those classic ones, Foot Rot Flats, you name it. But I guess there was something in me that realized that cartooning didn't just have to be about humor. You could actually use it to convey serious things as well. So I began blazing a trail, which I later found after I'd already begun doing it, there were other graphic novelists who were using comics in this way.
I'm talking to Bundaberg cartoonist Stuart McMillan. He's written a long-form comic. That's what he specialises in, and it's called I Used to Be Racist. Now, Stuart, tell us about this particular topic.
This came from some thoughts that I had earlier in the year where I was reflecting on the way that I was back at school 20 years ago compared to the way that I am today, and really just thinking about the way it was when, in my case, being a teenage boy on the playground in the 1990s, and just a lot of the flat-out racist and homophobic jokes that were told by the people on the schoolyard. So I was trying to find a way to reckon with the way that I am today, which is quite tolerant, and I've got friends with people from all sorts of different backgrounds, and yeah, really reckoning with the way that I was an active participant in this bigoted commentary that probably would have contributed to making a lot of people's lives miserable.
And at the time, did you know that that was something you were taking part in willingly?
Yeah, it was growing up in a culture that either people were actively racist, they were the ones who were telling the jokes where there was some group of people as the butt of the joke, or if it wasn't the people who were telling the jokes, it was the people who were hearing these comments and just sort of sitting back quietly and not offering any counterpoint. And I guess both of those people were influential in me to not only allow me to think that this was something that I could participate in, but that it was something that was okay to basically find power from putting other people down.
Mm. And how did you show that in your cartoons?
I guess this particular comic, it's sort of portrayed as a thoughtful graphic essay, and I really wanted to make the artwork reflective of the particular look that Queensland schools have with mm-hmm. the classic high-set timber buildings and kids walking around with backpacks on, with particular surfwear brands on them. And you know, putting yourself in this environment where you are with a bunch of spotty teenagers who are just cacking themselves laughing at these jokes that seem funny to the boys that are in the artwork. But if you actually look at, I'm sort of depicting the kind of things that they are joking about, and it's quite offensive stuff, really.
Mm. And then things changed when you left school and went to university, and you show that too, don't you?
Yeah, so I'm not sure how much of this to put down to changing towns, because I think it's a lot to do with just the process of getting older and being at that sort of late teenage age where you may have shifted your personal views, but you're still handcuffed to this friendship group of people, and everyone's just behaving in the same way that they always were behaving in. So people just keep on going with the same patterns. But yeah, it was just finding myself in a different headspace. I happened to leave town and move from Bundaberg to Brisbane, and basically just found a new friendship group who had more tolerant attitudes, and that was a way for me to move forward in a way.
Are you embarrassed about those old views?
Definitely, and that's the whole point of this comic, because I am embarrassed by the way that I participated in that sort of thing. I do think it's understandable given the prevailing climate that I was brought up in. And I think that this comic is a way for other people to themselves think about things that they might have said in the past that they would disagree with. And I've actually had a lot of feedback from people who've read this comic. There have been lots of comments from people reading my website and saying, yeah, that reminds them of their participation in problematic comments in the past.
Mm. How effective then do you think cartoons are to changing our attitudes, or at least getting an issue heard?
Yeah, with this, I guess the great thing about cartoons is you have the luxury of having both the text and the artwork to convey different parts of the message. So with the artwork, I did what I could to really put people into the environment and make them remember what it was like. And with the words, you can either emphasize the artwork, or you can sort of do something that's undercutting it.
Mm.
And yeah, cartooning is something that you've got a lot of different communication tools to do that sort of thing.
When we go back to your latest comic book, I Used to Be Racist, what did you learn about the attitudes of bigots?
I find that it's a way, being a part of racist jokes and things of that sort are really about someone who feels that they don't have the power that they want, and they need to find a way to make themselves feel more powerful than they really are. So it's a way of thinking of the pecking order and trying to make yourself feel better by putting someone else down. Mm. And so that might have been a way that I felt was okay to behave when I was an early year teenager, like age 13 or 14, 15, where I guess I didn't have too much power in the world. And, you know, I wasn't old enough to drive a car or to vote in an election or anything like that. So I participated in something that would make me feel better by putting other people down.
Mm.
And I guess I, as an adult, and or even as a late teenager, age 17, 18, 19, I realized that there is a better way to do that, which is to actually take the higher path and to actually refine power by, you know, being a positive participant in the world.
Bundaberg cartoonist Stuart McMillan has a long-form comic book out called I Used to Be Racist. He does comics about a lot of environmental issues. Stuart, I would think this type of thing is great for schools.
I've had people say that to me as well. I'm really interested in whether what I'm talking about would be something that current students would be interested in. And another thing that I like about it as well, particularly with the way that I've told this particular story, is because I'm not someone who's coming at them wagging the finger and saying, don't do this because that's completely wrong. And I know that because I've always felt this way. I'm actually trying to extend a gift in saying that I was a part of some of the things that you might be a part of, and I've sort of found a way out of the tunnel. Mm. So that could be something that might resonate with them. I'd encourage any teachers or people from Education Queensland to contact me if there's a way to work this into their lessons. Yeah. Because it is freely available. We're talking about something that I've published to my website. It's at the URL iusedtoberacist.com. Mm-hmm. So and anyone can have a squiz at that right now.
Great. Now, you've been crowdfunding as well because you are a self-taught cartoonist and you're trying to get your work out there. How difficult is it?
I'm having a great old time being a cartoonist, and I've been doing it as my main job, my full-time occupation since 2011, which is quite an achievement in itself. And I see what I do as public interest cartooning because I'm actually a lot of the time doing research. I'm publishing comics that have positive social spillovers. And I'm one of just 25 artists from across the country who have been given a matched crowdfunding opportunity by an Australian government agency. So the reason I'm out there talking about my work at the moment is because if anyone becomes my crowdfunding supporter within the next 4 days, they will actually, the pledge that they make to my crowdfunding campaign would be boosted by a matched payment by the Australian government. So it's sort of a way for the government to get people to think about how they can personally fund the artwork of creators whose work that they admire and make a pledge just knowing that it'll actually be boosted and that the creator will get a larger payment as a result of their personal donation.
Yeah, so I know that's May 31 people have until, so they can get onto your website and follow that and maybe pledge some donations to you.
That's right, yeah.
Stuart McMillan, thank you so much for talking to me. Good luck with I Used to Be Racist, and good luck with your cartooning career.
Thanks, Loretta.